Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
Hey, and I'm John. It doesn't matter who I am. James, do you remember that fabric corduroy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making pillows out of it now. It's like a big deal. Like, headlines are everywhere.
Oh.
Have you seen the headlines?
No.
No. It's corduroy, because when you lay on it. Corduroy pillow.
Oh, have you seen the headline? Oh my gosh. Because the pillows. That was a stretch.
That was the worst ever.
That was the worst.
I'm going to delete that. I'm never going to say that one again.
That one was so bad.
Because like kids are like, what's a headline? I don't know. It's a double meaning.
I was waiting for the punchline. I thought the headline was going to be the punchline, but no, headline. Oh, John.
Headline is the punchline. John. It's making headlines everywhere.
John, we're going to have to replace you soon.
What? Was it something I said?
Corduroy. Sorry. Remember corduroy. When corduroy did make a comeback back in, like, I want to say 1999?
99?
Yeah, with the JNCO jeans. There were cords, they called them, and they were like this thick really corduroy. Thick. Yeah.
Corduroy.
Man, the kids today.
When I was in high school, it made a comeback. And like, so that was like the pants, because we had to wear uniforms. Remember at that Christian school I went to?
Yeah.
We had to wear a blue top, and we could wear any color pants we wanted. Well, they had to be like, they either had to be like, what, I don't know, what do you call, like khaki type pants?
But it was any color you wanted.
But it was other colors, yeah. And then they said, oh, you can wear corduroy pants too. And like everybody's like, oh, that's new. Well, I'm going to wear corduroy pants. You can just hear all the kids walking through the hall. We're all wearing corduroy pants.
Fully remember corduroy suits.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like jackets and the whole thing.
Yeah.
That grown men were wearing in the 70s.
Corduroy jackets. I had one. I did. I just remembered that. I had a brown corduroy with the patches on the elbows.
Yes, yes.
It was like a hand-me-down from somebody. I loved that jacket. Boy, I'd wear that today. Oh, man.
Just don't fall asleep on your arm. Because if you heard of headlines?
Yeah. I thought we had a live studio audience that laughed at stuff like that.
Well, we have this. This is the closest thing.
Thank you. We'll be here all week.
That's it. That's all you get.
Quick. What's wrong with them?
I turned them off. We always start with an opening story. This one's called Bathroom Snack Room, and it's a guy story, and it's pretty messed up. It's from Chris from Hendersonville. I don't work at a bathroom. I'm at work in the bathroom stall, wasting time on my phone like a good employee when I hear someone walk in the restroom and I hear, of all things, a bag opening and crinkling. And then crunch, crunch, crunch.
Ooh.
Someone is pooping on the toilet.
Oh.
Eating a bag of chips.
Oh.
You ain't got time to separate those two activities?
Yeah. You really need to.
You need to take a break. You need a vacation. If you're having to eat and defecate at the same time, input and output.
Listen, I'm not going to be judgmental here because I understand, you know, young moms, sometimes that's the only place they can go. And sometimes they'll have to multitask. Young dads too. But really? So you kind of eat in the bathroom to
at
hide
work.
From the kids or whatever.
They're not hiding from kids, but thank
right,
you.
There's no excuse there. I think you got that.
You always try though. And I commend you for that. It's like you always try to look for the positive side of things. But no, this guy was eating a bag of chips. It made me wish that I had been taking a huge crap to add to the atmosphere of the apparent cafe we were attending.
Got a weird flavor. It's like something in the air, I guess.
Keep it up. 500 is in sight. Chris from Hendersonville. That's right.
Thanks, Chris.
Episode 500. That wow. We should have got to a long time ago.
Well.
Yeah. If you do the math, when we started in 2006, if we did an episode every week like we were supposed to, we'd be like over 1,000 episodes right now. That's right.
Ridiculous. But that number doesn't include like Brokia.
Yeah, the 14 episodes we did of Brokia.
Was it 14?
I don't
Feels
know.
Feels like it was more. I don't know.
Maybe it was 30.
Maybe it was 10.
Maybe it was one.
I remember more than one. Specific.
I just remember that I was sitting on the toilet while I was podcasting. I'm trying to multitask.
Were you eating potato chips?
I was. I was pushing the limits of the compressor limiter gate, taking all of the sound effects out of the way, except for my voice. I remember there was a season in our John as a co-host life where you sounded like you were recording in a bathroom. Do you remember that period of
the
time?
The bathroom mic. Yeah, I think Eric Fisher sent me a headset because my microphone sounded so terrible.
It sounded like you were in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Like a high school bathroom, like one covered with tiles.
You were sitting in the tub.
Maybe you were. Yeah. That's why
I might have been.
That's why we went to video, because I need to know that you're fully dressed, at least from the chest up. So. I don't know.
That's fair enough.
I will admit, though, I look good from about the nipples up right now, because that's where the camera's hitting me. I am wearing a pair of shorts. So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm dressed like a news anchor.
Why did you have to say the nipples up?
I don't know. I looked at the screen, and I saw literally right here is where it starts on this little black line on my shirt, and rip all the way up. So, from the nips up, I'm
messed up. Now I've had to picture you with a shirt off, and I just don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's better than it used to be. It's better than it used to be. Thanks, Chris, for your story. It reminded me of when I went to the Jesus musical in Branson.
Jesus musical.
Yeah, it's this big ordeal.
Oh, is that Sound and Light Productions or something like that?
Yeah, okay. And I got to admit, I mean, it was very Jesus-y, okay? So, you know, it's not something I would have paid to go to, but I got free tickets because of a friend of ours, a mutual friend. And we sat through it. And
you sat through it.
Yeah, we did. We saw the miracles. You know, it was a musical, so there was lots of songs.
Oh, a musical, you say?
Hey, yeah, it was a musical. So there was some. There was some song. I don't remember. I wish he did. It would have been fun if he had like hi ho with his disciples behind him. You know, and they were just trompsing through the woods, the wilderness.
To cast out demons, we go. We'll kick them down and punch them in the face.
Hi ho, hi ho. Give me some fish and bread. I'll throw them over your head. And six and then buckets later, we'll fill them up. Hi ho. Anyway, okay.
Kind of cool.
But I was in the bathroom, okay, during the intermission, and there were just guys everywhere. Just, you know, it's very rare that a men's bathroom is just full, you know.
Except for at concerts during the intermission.
Right. And so there was guys on both sides of me, and there was a guy in the stall behind me, and I just hear him going, I mean, he's struggling.
Oh, no.
And I just said, bless him, Lord. And the guys next to me started laughing so hard. Like they were spilling. The guy next to me is like, thank you. I needed that so bad.
You're at a musical called Jesus and you're okay.
I just was like,
I couldn't think of something smart.
He was hurting. I think he was expelling demons. I don't know what he was doing.
He was casting the demons out of his colon.
he was in some major distress though. And reminds me of another story. I went to a church and the guy was pooping. And after every drop that you heard, he was like, thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He was praying through it. Was that a submission or was that you?
No, that was that. We had the same experience because that was a church in Lakeland, a Carpenter's Home Church, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a dude there. Like, I don't know if he was just like a regular or what, but
he wasn't very regular if he was having to thank Jesus for every drop.
He was, I don't know if I could say this, but he was praising on the plops. So thank you, Lord. So it was like, whoa. Yeah, he was at that place like the same time we were. He must have been...
He
was a regular.
I think he saved it up for Sundays. That sounds like a Christian band from the 90s, saving it for Sundays.
What would their hits be? I gotta know. Oh man, we gotta work on that.
Worship at the throne.
Yeah. Worship at the throne.
Wash me clean. The great
the
white
one
throne
hit.
Judgment. Oh.
The great white bowl of the
Yeah.
Okay, I can't.
I can't think of any more. Before we go to conscribe to Hades, we need to stop. So news to go through. All right, this week in Tampa, Florida, a Florida man disguised as a woman was accused of stealing a boat.
Oh.
A Florida
is
man.
He Canadian? What's this about?
Florida man. Florida man. A Florida man decided to put on his best dress to steal a boat on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Glades County Sheriff's Office, just after 3 p.m., deputies were investigating a stolen boat on Old Calahoosa Lodge area, Lakeport, just west of Okeechobee. Okeechobee.
Wow. That's the big one right down in the bottom of Florida.
You can tell I'm Floridian because I have no problem with the Indian names. So while deputies were surveying the area, they spotted the suspect identified as Joshua, 33, leaving a nearby... but he was dressed as a woman to disguise himself. And there's a photo there, John. Do you see that?
I see that. I was thinking it was a very handsome woman. Yes.
Nice, strong jawline there, you know?
Yep.
Wide chin, strong nose, nice glasses.
I would say, like, if he had chosen different glasses, maybe he could have gotten away with it. Because, like, those sunglasses are very manly.
If he had shaved his chest, maybe he would have made it. It's my thing. And his legs. But
it is a nice dress.
You know, when you get up and you're like, I'm going to steal a boat, I got this burglar costume.
Uh-huh.
Or I have my wife's evening dress.
Yeah.
Which one am I going to go in?
Totally jumping in the dress because he probably was thinking, I can lose the dress and they'll never know that it was me that stole the boat.
Women don't steal boats, right?
Right. They're going to be looking for a woman.
They're not known for that. So Joshua was arrested for the stolen boat, the theft of a John Deere Gator vehicle, and for two Okeechobee County warrants. So homeboy's been bad before.
Uh-oh.
Officials also said several miscellaneous items that were probably stolen were found within the same area. They're working with Seminole Police to identify these items. I think those items were his dress and his sweater and the sweater. Wig. There's some bald, naked lady running around looking for her clothes.
I just hope they didn't send him to prison like that because...
Yeah. No, they gave him a paper suit to walk around in.
Sure. Paper suits like you get at the doctor's office, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Ah.
Ay.
That reminds me of the time that we were in youth group and you came in dressed like a woman. That was so funny. That was so classic. That was great. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Your mom was so embarrassed. It was awesome. It was a pink dress. It was very frilly, which was weird. You don't remember.
That didn't happen, did it?
No.
There was this one time in high school where I dressed up as a cheerleader, but I don't remember going to church like that.
Right, right. No, you don't go to church like that. So,
yeah, that would have probably got me kicked out. Probably. They would have, you know what they would have done? They would have called me to the front,
mm-hmm.
and they would have prayed over me to cast the demons out.
Yeah. And then you'd have to run to the bathroom to get rid of them. So
yeah,
make sure you make it in time. Hi folks. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with specific subjects or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead and not getting challenged enough in class? I know when my kids were young, we found that regular school wasn't giving them enough to learn. And we would literally homeschool them every day after they got home from school. And IXL is a product I wish I had had access to back in the day. IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. It offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and the video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's flexible and personalized because kids can explore any topic in any grade level, and they aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were falling too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them to get the exact support they need. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And that Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
I do think it's interesting, though, they point out that he was in disguise. He was disguising himself as someone who wouldn't steal a boat. So no one's going to think that this is me stealing a boat. I would dress up as a fisherman, you know? Like if I were going to steal a boat, I would dress up as someone who would look normal, like backing a truck up, you know, but you see a lady doing that. I'm sorry.
You're like red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure it's Florida, but anyway, Florida guys.
Well, like who goes to the boat ramp in a dress
right.
and a sweater?
Thank you.
I don't you know.
I'm going to go out boating in my boat, not like a yacht or a cruiser or something, but just a boat, you know, I don't know. There's more to that story I would love to know. I actually did look it up, and all I found was another picture of him. So, anyway.
Yeah, that picture looked like they didn't even bother taking the wig or the sunglasses off him. He's just kind of cuffed.
He is cuffed and well-dressed. Yeah. All right. Kenneth from Colorado Springs.
Save us, Kenneth.
Says, chip bag buddies.
Hey. Oh, there's a theme here.
Yeah. Hey, James and John, I was recently reminded of this story.
When I was in the bathroom eating chips on the toilet.
At church. At work. At a family gathering, and I thought y'all would get a kick out of it. This happened 30 plus years ago on a family vacation. Mom, dad, and myself and my younger sister were on a trip touring the Rocky Mountain National Park in southern Colorado.
Nice.
You ever been to the Rocky Mountains?
Not really. I kind of hope you haven't,
because if the response is,
Well, so the Rocky Mountain range, like, it's a bunch of other mountains, you know, like you got the,
I know how mountains work
and all that stuff.
Right.
So yes, I have, because I've been in Western Wyoming and the Rockies go through that. And I've been in Alberta, Canada, where there's also Rocky Mountains up there.
So okay. But I not, counts, right? Not to the park where the real mountains are.
Right, right.
Where they keep all the nice ones, the fancy ones. Yeah. Okay.
So they keep the nice ones there.
Yeah. We were taking in the sights and the beauty of the park when we decided it was time to stop for lunch. So we found a picnic area, pulled over to eat. We had the typical picnic style lunch, sandwiches, chips, soda, etc. And while we were taking in the views of creation around us, when it was time to go, we packed up everything except for a bag of potato chips, which my sister Sarah continued to munch on in the back seat while we made our way through the rest of the park. She was and still is a bit of a chip fiend.
Sounds like my kind of person.
Yeah. We
chip
had
fiends.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a chip fiend, but
yeah.
Yeah. We had not made it more than half a mile down the road when the potato chip bag started to move.
Started to move.
On its own. My sister screamed bloody murder. My dad, level-headed gentleman that he was, quickly found a place to pull the van over and leapt out and rushed around to the side door. Flinging it open, he snatched up the animated bag and peered inside, and two pairs of tiny black beady eyes peered back at him.
Yeah.
Apparently, without anyone noticing, two field mice had made their way into my sister's chip bag while they were having lunch and had stowed away into our family van. So Dad calmly took the bag to the edge of the forest and emptied out the little rodents who scampered off into the woods. My sister started crying uncontrollably when she realized she had been eating chips out of a bag with mice in it.
I don't remember these chips having chocolate chips on them.
Yeah, because mice can't be anywhere more than 5 seconds without dropping a turd.
That's true.
Yep. It's so gross.
Oh, man.
She was certain that she was going to die or at the very least turn into a mouse herself. Neither happened, unfortunately, but she's always checked the potato chip bags for mice ever since. Wouldn't you, though?
Right. Fool me once, shame on me, but fool me twice.
That's why they leave so much
shame
air in
on
it.
Me.
It's in case there's mice in there and they need something to breathe, you know? They never tell you. You just got to watch and see if the bag is pulsing, like if they're breathing oxygen in and out, you know? Pringles cans, you don't have to worry about mice. They're filled to the brim.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And they stand up. They wouldn't lay down on that ground where you're having the picnic. You set them right down. That Pringles can is upright.
Yeah.
Have to worry about birds.
So we were in Colorado on a hike, and I was so fat that I couldn't make it the whole way of the hike. So I kind of stopped, and Jen's like, "You want some food?" I'm like, "Of course I do. Of course I do. I'm miserable, and that food will make me happy." So I sat on this rock, and I'm munching away at something, and this chipmunk comes walking up, like about 10 feet away. Cutest thing I've ever seen. And he starts singing me a song, him and his two brothers. No. He started.
Did he have on the
Hawaiian
shirt?
Christmas time, oh, Christmas time. Oh,
okay, those chipmunks.
Yeah. So he crept closer and closer, and I realized, okay, he's a little tame. He's a little bit tame from this path. But I'm not tame. I'm scared. Because he's getting too close, and he's bigger than I thought a chipmunk should be. And so I picked up my snack, and I screamed at it.
The snack or the chipmunk?
The chipmunk. I screamed at that chipmunk.
Chips!
Because I was sitting on the edge of the rock, not with my feet hanging over, because I'm not an idiot, because I've seen movies where fat people get on rocks. You know what happens.
Yeah.
The rock comes loose and you both fall to your death and you leave a fat guy sized hole in the ground.
In the shape of your body.
Yes. Yes. And I didn't want to do that. So I wasn't all the way to the edge, but that was my only escape option if this thing tried to aggro to me. So yeah, I screamed at it and it scampered away. But then it freaking poked its head back out like, "Hey, have you changed your mind? Are we cool now?
You know, chips look good, man.
Did you get that out of your system? Mm. Do you want to change your mind a little bit and just be nice to nature? And I was not feeling it, so no. I had to yell at him again. I don't know what noises chipmunks are naturally afraid of. You know, did they run away from coyotes? So I didn't go like, And my wife later comes down the mountain and she's like, we almost turned around because we thought like a mountain lion had gotten you.
But then we realized we couldn't have rescued you. So we just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah. And being a former fat guy, you know, I've always prided myself on my survival skills because I don't think a mountain lion could kill me. I think he would get full before he got to anything necessary, you know, for life. So I think I'd have plenty of time to make a full recovery and to get saved by someone. So, yeah, just something to think about.
It's valuable. You know, you mentioned the chipmunk. You know how to catch a unique chipmunk?
Unique up on it.
Yeah. What about a tame one? Do you know how to, catch a tame
no,
one?
No, I don't.
Tame way. I gave you another punchline that you can use sometime. Yeah. That's good.
Nothing like headlines though, boy. Mm. That the corduroy
pillows.
I dislike
myself greatly right now.
This one's called Dorm Disturbance by Bobby in Arizona. He says, first, a joke for John.
Oh.
Yeah. Chuck Norris never waits to be seated when he goes to a busy restaurant. He always shows up early to beat the crowd.
I would love to see that in person. Like, Chuck Norris shows up early, and then the crowd shows up, and he just...
I saw an AI representation that had Chuck Norris facing off against the Hulk, and they were just standing there staring at each other. And you're like, really? Would he beat the Hulk, though?
Of course. Of course, he's Chuck Norris. He beats everything.
What's so funny about that is there was a whole generation of kids that made Chuck Norris jokes, and I guarantee you they had no idea who he was.
They're like making a resurgence again, yet again, because really? I keep seeing them. Yeah.
Nobody's ever seen Walker, Texas Ranger. No one's ever seen any of the Chuck Norris movies. They don't know. You know, it's a Gen X thing. And
it's like, who's Chuck Norris? He's just the strongest man in the world, that's all.
He's just the toughest guy that ever existed. So
yeah. There's going to be like in 100 years, there's going to be like history written about Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And everybody, he's going to be like lore. He's going to be like, you know, Thor and
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan, yeah. And Chuck Norris.
And John Henry.
Yep.
Casey Jones. Yeah. Johnny Appleseed. And no, Chuck freaking Norris.
Yeah. Chuck Norris.
He's a legend. He's a legend in his own time.
He does push-ups, and he actually moves the earth when he does push-ups, from what I hear.
That's right. I wish I knew some Chuck Norris jokes, but I don't know any.
I heard one just today, in fact.
Okay.
My coworker sent it to me. He said, Chuck Norris is the only man who can kick a fart back into your butt. Okay. I think that was kind of gross, but, I mean, it is funny.
Just how the technique... Yeah, the training, the years of training.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
locating a silent and invisible fart and then learning to kick it with cowboy boots on.
Right. You know, and a hat.
So.
And it goes, could you imagine be the person that let that one go? He's like, "Oh, I feel so relieved. I'm not relieved anymore."
Goodness gracious.
Oh, we've gone straight back to middle school, haven't we?
Chuck. Please, Mr. Norris. Sorry. Anyway, now the story.
Thanks. Yeah, we did have a story. Sorry, yeah. Bobby.
Hi, James and John. In the early 1960s, when my dad and my uncle were attending college in Nacogdoches, Texas, they shared a small apartment with an old, dirty tenement building because that was all they could afford. And my dad and my uncle, however, were not the only ones living in the apartment. They had another quote-unquote roommate. In fact, Every night, they could hear this roommate scurrying above the ceiling or rooting around inside the walls. They set trap after trap throughout the apartment for 3 months. They had no success in catching the varmint.
It's because it was a ghost.
It was a ghost rat.
It's a ghost rat.
One morning before classes, as they were about to put a percolator of coffee on the stove. I haven't heard that word in a percolator.
While. Oh, yeah.
They saw it, and there it was, a great big scaly-tailed, prehistoric-looking, bug-eyed monster rat.
Whoa.
No,
you said scaly-tailed, so I thought it was going to be a lizard, but...
It's so nasty. They did great description.
Yeah.
No sooner had they seen it than it made a mad dash straight toward them because the only escape was behind them, and he was stuck in the kitchen.
In a panic,
my uncle jumped up on a chair to put some distance between his feet and the charging rodent. In the process of levitating onto the chair, my uncle struck the broom leaning against the kitchen counter. This sent the broom handle swinging in a wild arc toward the floor. What 3 months of trap setting had failed to do, the broom handle finally accomplished when it landed on the giant rat's mangy neck, instantly dispatching him into the big wheel of cheese into the sky.
That's awesome.
And when all the excitement had died down, they took a ruler and they measured the rat's carcass. Now, see, that's dudes for you right there.
There you go. I mean, you're in college, you know, what else you got to
do? We gonna mount this boy or what?
It would be so cool. Is that on your wall? It's a rat that was living in the house.
Yeah. Rent free for 6 months. There's an untrappable rat right there. We got him with a broom handle. So we got a ruler and then he was a beast, practically cat proof and trap proof. With a length of, get this, 18 and a half inches from the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail. See, that's when you just have to burn the place down.
That was not a rat. That was a small cat.
Yeah.
That was a chihuahua.
So from that day forward, the nighttime noises in the walls and the ceilings went away. They exercised their demons. And
they sure did.
At the end of the semester, my dad and my uncle moved out, and the old tenement building was condemned by the city and torn down. Bobby in Arizona.
Good night.
Thanks, Bobby.
So, two things from that story. One, Chuck Norris was actually a broom because he did that. And then the second thing is, could you imagine being that rat's family? Like, what finally took old Kilroy out of the planet? Oh, a broom fell on his head.
Yeah, he would definitely go out of the history books, the rat history books.
He would. They were like, oh, he a broom landed on him. He can't be. We're gonna erase him from history.
Put him in a debtor's, cemetery. Just a
scaly
mass plot.
Tailed.
Yeah, he had such an epic description, and then he just died stupidly.
He died stupidly. Now he's in a pauper's grave.
Pauper's grave. What did I say? A debtor's grave. There's no such
debtor's
thing.
Debtor's grave. Well, I think maybe they are. That's just, I don't know. Maybe two words describe the same thing.
Well, this is a email. A voicemail. I went back in our archives, and I was looking for good stuff, and I found this, and it is from Lauren. Some of you may have heard it. Some of you may have not, but it bears repeating. It's called Sleepy Salvation. Here it goes.
Hi, James and John. I have been listening to that story show for a few years now, but I've never sent a story in until now because I just remembered this. And I'm always worried that I won't tell it in a way that's funny, but hopefully you guys will still get a kick out of it. So when I was in high school, I went to a church with some friends. It was their church, and I think this was maybe my first time there. Well, there was this guy who sat up front. He sat in the very front row, and he fell asleep.
You want to know the worst thing?
What?
About sitting in church when you're the pastor or one of the pastors, and they make you sit on stage, and you can't stay awake?
Wait a second. Are you speaking from experience?
I am. I am.
I never had to do that.
I sat in front of thousands of people, and you could not you couldn't stay awake. You know, your eyes would just drip and your head would bob.
Yes.
And 500 people would come up to you and say, ah! I was so glad when they started letting us sit in the congregation, man.
They probably did it because you were falling asleep on stage.
Probably.
Did they have all the pastors up on stage while you were sleeping?
Yes, all of us would be up there together.
Did anybody else ever fall asleep?
I always sat in the back row to try not to be noticed. Yeah. Because I always had to slip out at the end of the first service to go do kids' church, you know?
Right.
But man, they had us there at 7 a.m., you know, and that means getting up at like 5:30 and driving in, and then you gotta do prayer, and it was tough. It was a tough thing. So anyway.
And then you had to go work with kids. So I mean that probably was like getting you pre-tired.
Yeah, I was pre-tired.
You're pre-tired.
This guy in the story was pre-tired too because he fell asleep during church. But anyway, here we go.
And it was very clear, very obvious that he was asleep. And the pastor is praying for this woman in the congregation, and he's down in the aisle and he's got his hand on her head and he's yelling, "Say I am healed, say I am healed." And so she's like, got her hands up and she's like, "I'm healed, I'm healed." And all of a sudden the guy in the front row that's sleeping jumps up in the air and yells, "I am healed." And it was the funniest thing ever. And I know my whole row, we definitely saw it because later on we were just cracking up about it. But poor guy, he was so embarrassed. He just like kind of like put his head down after he realized what he did. But,
I'm just going to be praying.
Anyway, yeah. So I finally had a story that I wanted to share, and I hope you guys thought it was funny. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
I'll just close in prayer now. Yes. Thank you for the healing, Lord.
Yes. I mean, you can't recover from that, right?
No, that's Pentecostalism at its best right there.
That's Pentecostal right there. I'm healed. You know what? Pentecostals, they don't care.
Say it. They don't. Claim it. I'm healed. I'm healed.
I'm healed too.
I'm healed too. I gotta go to the bathroom real quick for the rest of my healing. So
yeah,
got a bag of chips and some demons to expel,
and a rat's in the wall too. You notice all those stories almost they almost weaved together because we started off.
They did
the bag of chips in the bathroom, and then we went to a bag of chips with a mouse in it, and then we went to a house with a
mouse.
Rodent in the walls.
And then a guy that got healed in a church. So it just came full circle. So.
It did.
It's there beautiful. Beautiful episode.
Well written. Well done.
Thank you. You know, we do our best. Couple of announcements real quick. Hats are still available. Etsy.com/NLcast. NarthexCon 2024 coming up June 29th, St. Louis, Missouri at 2 p.m. Free event. It's for all of you. It's for all of you to come and meet me and John and other listeners. Register today. We are limiting it to 90 people. There are going to be some great folks there. So many folks have already signed up. There's going to be t-shirts. There's going to be swag. There's going to be food and drinks. There's going to be quizzes and live recordings of the show. There's going to be lots of photos and selfies and all kinds of fun stuff. We do this every 2 years, and this will be our third biannual meetup.
Wow.
And
one.
I know, right? And we're very excited about it. So if you can make it, and if you live anywhere in the St. Louis, Missouri area, I mean, we got a guy flying in from California.
No way.
Yes. So we might have
That's pretty awesome.
We might have to do a special acknowledgement of the person that drove or flew the furthest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will
give him a bag of chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better than what I was going to give him.
What were you going to give him?
I was just going to give him a high five.
But oh, a crisp high five. A
crisp high five.
You can register. It's called narthexcon.com, and that's narthexcon.com. Narthexcon.com. All right, fine. I messed it up. Also want to announce the return of a podcast that my wife and I are doing. A lot of you guys like me, but you like John, and then you like Jen even more. So it's like Jen's at the top, John's second, I'm third.
That's so not true.
It is, though, because I have done a tiny bit of promotion of We're Both Right since we've started doing the show again. And everybody's like, I've been waiting for this moment my entire life. And I'm like, have you ever felt this way before? No, I swear it's the truth and I owe it all to you. And so
I love it.
They've had the time of their life listening to the show. So We're Both Right. Look it up in all your favorite places or just go to we'rebothright.com and you can click it, you know, look it up in iTunes or Spotify or whatever. We've done two episodes since the reboot, but you can start at episode one if you want, but episode five and six are the new ones. And it's pretty fun, I got to say. And if you guys want to see Jen get the best of me, that is what it is all about.
Somebody
that knows how to put me in my place. So that seems to be what people love the most. But we're both firstborns. We're both Gen Xers. We're both hard-headed. So We're Both Right is the perfect title for our show. So I hope you'll check it out. This podcast is possible because of supporting listeners that support us on Patreon. So get That Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus podcasts. Every single week we record bonus, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
So try it out free for 7 days. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow for as little as $3 a month. And if you pay annually, you get 10% off that. So I don't know what the holdup is. I mean, first of all, you do need to have a job. If you're retired or you're a student, we don't need your money. But if you are gainfully employed and you have, you know, a few bucks, but seriously, $3 a month minus 10% is like a little over $10, if I'm not mistaken, for a whole year.
It's math. I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't either. But anyway, that's it for today. Thank you so much to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. And you can also, I don't know how to say this. We got rid of our 800 number.
Did we?
Yeah, because it's crap. It sounded like crap. I could never use it. People would call in and it was so mushy, it was bad. So we have SpeakPipe. So if you go to thatstoryshow.com, click on Submit a Story, you have two options. You can record right there on the website, or you can type in your story like, you know, like most folks do. So anyway, while you're there, you can also join our mailing list. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't throw away those chips just because there's a little bit of rat poop in it. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you later. God bless you while you do number two. All right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it away, James.
I was sitting in the toilet minding my own business. Somebody came in. He was acting like it was Christmas. He opened up a package and he pulled out some chips and he chewed on them. And I don't think he closed his lips, but he's pooping at the same time. The salt and vinegar was way out of line. He should have been eating in the snack room. But instead, he was eating and pooping in the bathroom. Sorry.
No, it's right. It's gross.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.